bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Now let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, you bless us, oh, Lord. We thank you for giving us strength, oh, Lord. We thank you for how you rain down your spirit, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You've been good to us, oh, Lord. You've been merciful, oh, Lord. We don't deserve your mercy, but we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Nothing that we did so perfect, but we thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Continue to bless us, Jesus. Continue to send your anointing. Continue to bless us in your way, Lord. Save souls, oh, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know you are a healer. We're depending on you tonight, Lord. You are our strength. You are our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God. We need you, Lord, as never before, Lord. We need your help, Lord. We need your touch, Lord. We need you to stop by here tonight, Lord. Pour out of thy spirit and bless us in a special way, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to do your will. We want to please you. We want to do what you told us to do. We want to go where you send us. We want to speak the words that you put in our mouth, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Don't let us be ashamed of you, Lord, but help us to proclaim your word. Proclaim the gospel. Help us, oh Lord, that some soul might be saved, that somebody might believe on you, as the scripture has said, that somebody will give their life unto you, Lord, in these last and evil days. Move, Lord, move by your spirit, Jesus. Jesus, we're waiting, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you, Jesus, to hear our prayer, oh Lord. Oh, my God, I pray, Lord, that you will look and touch his mind. Touch him right now, oh Lord. You know all about it, Jesus. You know what he's going through. You know, Lord, facing in his life, oh Lord. Help him, oh Lord. Send help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help him, Lord, to call upon your name.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Touch his mind. Oh, Lord. He may be going through trouble, Lord, but you know all about it. Ease the troubled mind. Give him a mind to want to live in the name of Jesus. You want all those who desire to take their lives. Oh, my God, have mercy on them right now, Lord. Bring them to themselves in the name of Jesus. Be merciful to the souls of men. Touch him, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Pour out of your spirit. Send your anointing. Meet us here tonight. Encourage us, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. In the name of Jesus. Give us more courage, oh Lord. To stand up and speak a word for you, Lord, and tell of your goodness. Tell what you've done for us. Tell how you healed us. Tell how you delivered us. In the name of Jesus, let some soul be blessed tonight. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh,
in the name
God,
of Jesus.
We're depending on you. You are our help, Lord. You are our friend. No other help we know. Nobody deserves you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, bless your people throughout the world. Strengthen your people. Help them to stay and the goats and the cattle. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, oh Lord. We know you're able to take us through, oh Lord. We're depending on you, and we're looking to you. Our faith looks up to you, Lord. Pray that you continue to bless this ministry. Have your way. And let the will be done. Let souls be saved. Let somebody be healed. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a healer. And we know thou art a deliverer. We tried you, and we found out for ourselves that you can do everything. And that there is nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you
by faith.
To be reading from Psalms, the 100th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com. /Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-67. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com. / My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. Added to the prayer list, we have Logan. He is 10 years old. We're asking that you please pray a special prayer for this young man, that the Lord would heal his mind.
Yes.
Reduce the trouble that is in his mind. And we also want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gale family. And we want to pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsafe family members, Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have right now. And I'm just going to sing this song, Amen. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord, we extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, oh Lord, we extol thee, we extol thee, we Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of missionary Rosemary Mack, that she may give her beautiful, beautiful testimony at this time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I do give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to the absence of my pastor, also to Evanis May Edmund, Evanis Hameen, Evanis Cadidra. Do thank and praise God for this opportunity to share my testimony with someone. So let them know that God is still in the healing business. He
is a healer
of both body and soul.
Yes,
glory to God. I was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago. Matter of fact, it's been a while. It's been 10 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer. And when they found the tumor, they notified me, told me that it was cancer. And I went to church that Tuesday, and I was sitting on the pew in the church. And I just opened up my Bible, and my eyes fell on. I wasn't flipping through the pages, looking through the pages. I just opened the Bible up, and my eyes fell on St. John 11:4, where it said, this sickness is not unto death,
all
but
right,
for the glory of God. And I thank and praise God. God is a healer. He is a healer. And I begin to take God at his word. I begin to say, this is the Lord speaking to me. I know this is you, Lord, speaking to me. Glory to God. And I begin to go and start chemo. They begin to start the chemo on me. I had breast cancer.
Yes.
And they begin to start chemo on me. The cancer had started spreading. It had started spreading in my body. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
and
then
begin to start the chemo. Yes, Lord. And the chemo, it was doing so much of damage. I had so many more treatments to go. And the chemo was doing so much of damage to my body so quickly. My face turned black. My tongue was black. My toenails was black. My fingers was black. My fingernails was black. And my toenails had started coming off. And I was just on the, I had just only got a couple of treatments. And the doctor told me, said, we cannot give it to you any longer. We have to stop it. We can't give it to you. And I began to ask the doctor, well, what other alternatives did I have? And he just looked at me. But I began to think about what God told me. I said, Lord,
all right,
you said this sickness is not unto death. And I begin to believe the Lord and take him at his word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had to go back. Glory to God. They couldn't give me no more treatments. The doctor said, you'll wind up in a wheelchair if we continue to keep giving you the chemo. So I had to go back again. And when I went back, they began to look inside me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. They began to look inside me, and they began to, they came back and they told me, they said, Miss Mac, we don't see no cancer. I tell you, God is a healer.
He is a healer of both
body and soul. They didn't see no cancer. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I began to look at the doctor and tell him, I said, the Lord said this sickness was not unto death. And the doctor just looked at me. He just looked at me. He was like amazed. Glory to God. And I said, the Lord healed me. I began to tell him that the Lord had healed me. Glory to God. So I had to keep going back. I had to go back like every couple of weeks because they were still looking to see how far the cancer, or if the cancer had came back or, you know, but I went back. They didn't see no cancer. Glory to God. I went back again. They didn't see no cancer. And I kept having to go back for them to keep looking to see if the cancer had returned. But no cancer. I tell you, God is a healer.
He's a healer.
And for all of you that's out there listening, I tell you, put your trust in Jesus. He's still healing. Glory to God. He's still healing. He's still working miracles. Glory to God. Because that was a miracle. That was a miracle from God. I tell you, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. When you give your life to the Lord, He will provide. He will make ways out of no ways for you. Thank you, Jesus. He began to do the work. Glory to God. And I tell you, this year, February that passed, made 11 years that I've been cancer free. No cancer has returned. I tell you, woo, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's a healer. He's a healer. Just put your trust in the Lord. Believe the Lord. Because God can do the work. He can do the work. I just thank and praise Him for all things. Thank you for how one day He came into my life when I was out there drinking and smoking, lying and cussing and carrying on, fighting and carrying on. I tell you, one day, so I came to church one night. And something got a hold on me. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost got a hold on me. I tell you, it began to pick me up and turn me around. And I tell you, it knocked me down on the floor. Glory to God, I tell you. But I came up shouting the victory because I knew something had happened. Something had happened. All the liquor and all the booze and the marijuana and stuff that I smoked, I never thought felt like that before, but it was the Holy Ghost. And that's been 35 years ago. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. He changed my life. He turned me around. He cleaned me up. Glory to God. And I haven't went back to none of those things. None of those things. No more for 35 years. And I'm still serving the Lord. I tell you, He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Just put your trust in the Lord. He can do all things. There's nothing that God can't do. And I do thank the Lord for this testimony. Thank God for the opportunity for me to share this testimony with someone out there that may be going through the same thing that I'm going through. Amen. I want to let you know that God can do it. He is a healer of both body and soul. I just thank and praise God for all things. Asking you that can get a word of prayer through to pray much for me. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to Jesus. Mighty good right now.
I tell you, I feel like shouting, and I feel like dancing and praising God and giving his name praise for the great things that he's doing, for the marvelous work he has worked in our lives. I tell you, we don't have no reason to sit around and have a pity party. Lord, have having pity parties, feeling sorry for ourselves. After all that God has done for us, we ought to give his name the praise. We can reach back and get one of those testimonies where God healed us, where God delivered us, where God made a way for us, where God opened the door, where Satan thought he had us, but God delivered us, and how that God came to our rescue just in time. Somebody said, just in the nick of time, I thank God. I was almost gone, but the Lord, he came just in time and delivered my soul. That's the kind of God that I serve. Going to the Word of God in Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The Lord has justified us. Glory to God. We were justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, by faith into this grace, something that we didn't earn, something that we didn't deserve, but God in his infinite love had mercy on our souls, and he drew us in. He looked on us, and he gave us something that we didn't earn. We did not deserve it, but it was his grace that he gave unto us.
Amen.
And some are saying, because I did this, because I didn't do this, and because this and thus and thus so, that's why. But no, that's not it. It's not it. It was the blood of Jesus Christ that caused us to be saved. It was the grace of God that bringeth salvation, that appeared unto all men. It was God's grace. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. We can't boast about nothing, because it was the mercy and the grace of God that justified us, that brought us over on the Lord's side. The scriptures say, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Glory to God when we stand our test. When we go through our trials, this work is patience. It teaches us how to be patient and how to wait on our God, how to trust in the Lord God Almighty. And in the 5th verse, it says, the 4th verse, pardon me, and it says, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. Glory to God. The sister gave the testimony how she trusted in God. She believed the word of God when she opened her Bible and her eyes fell on the scripture saying, this sickness is not unto death. She trusted in God. She was patient. And now she has an experience. Glory to God. She has an experience that I don't have. Glory to God. And then the Bible says, and worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. It's not ashamed. because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. God has given unto us the Holy Ghost, and I'm thankful for what he has done. And reading on down a little further, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. We were without strength. We didn't have no strength. Glory to God. We were weak and frail and disencouraged. But in due time, Christ died. He died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. Glory to God. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. Glory to God.
Yes.
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
Amen.
We shall be saved from the wrath. God deliver us from the wrath. It was justified by his blood. It was the blood of Jesus. My title tonight is purchased, and my theme is it was the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. It was his blood that he shed for you and I. Glory. It was the blood that caused us to come to Christ. It was the blood that he shed that made us whole. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to worry about offering up the turtle dove, the bullock. We don't have to go that way again. It was the blood of Jesus who entered in to the holiest. Glory to God. We don't have to go to a priest and acknowledge our sins. Glory to God. We can go to God and tell God all about it, because it was the blood of Jesus that saved us. It was his blood that caused us to receive this great salvation. He didn't just do it for me, but he did it for everyone, for all. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all were sinners and wretches undone. It was nothing that we did, nothing that we were, because we were just wretches. We were just worms in the sight of God. But the Son of God came down through 42 generations to save us from our sins. He hung there on that cross. Glory to God. I believe they began to portray the blood of the innocent blood of Jesus. Glory to God. They began to hang him on the cross. They pierced him in the side, and out came blood and water. Glory, glory, glory came out for you and for me and for this whole wide world. For everybody, he died. He even died for the ones that pierced him in the side, the ones that spit on him, the ones that put the crown of thorns on his head, the ones that smote him. He died for them. Glory, glory, glory. It was the blood of Jesus. It was the blood. It was nothing that your mother did, nothing that your father did, your sister, brother, uncle, aunt, cousin, niece, nephew, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, I don't care who they are. They didn't do it. It was the blood. God,
it was the blood.
God and I, we were redeemed through his blood. Ephesians 1 and 7 tells us that we were redeemed. We were brought back to God by the blood of Jesus Christ, by him giving his life and going up on that cross. We were redeemed. We were bought back. We were purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the scripture said, if we confess our sins, able and just to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
And he said, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. It's his blood. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us and make us whole. The Bible says, without shedding of blood, there's no remission. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. And Jesus, he is the one that shed his blood. And Peter said, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He didn't have no spots in his life. He didn't have no blemishes. He didn't sin. Glory to God. He was righteous, but he gave his blood for the unrighteous, for the unsaved, for the sinner. Glory to God. Don't care what you are or what you might have been. You might be on the drug. You might be a cigarette. You might be a drinker. But Jesus shed his blood for you and I. Glory to God. He did this that you might be saved, that you might receive this precious life that comes through Jesus. Nothing that we did, but it comes through the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. Revelation 7 and 14 says, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them which in the blood, it was the blood of Jesus. Their robes was washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. He made them whole, and they are the people of God. And the Bible said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. It was the blood of God's son, Jesus, and by the word of their testimony, they overcame that dragon. You can overcome by the word of your testimony of the Lamb. Jesus is that Lamb, the Lamb of God. He has a testimony, and God will give you a testimony when you give your life to Jesus. You can be a witness. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. God will give you a new talk, a new way of talking. He'll change your very words. He'll take the old words out of your mouth and put brand new words in your mouth. Glory to God. He'll change everything. He'll change it all around. If you let Jesus come on in, let him come in, let him save you, let him wash you, let him make you whole. It was the blood of Jesus that saved us, that called us, that made us, that fixed us, that helped us, that strengthened us, that caused us to get up and be about our Father's business. It was the blood that was shed you and I. And he said, in this cup is the New Testament. Glory to God. That's why we take communion. We are not drinking blood, but it's symbolizing the blood that Jesus shed. We don't drink wine. We drink water. Glory to God. Somebody said, we drink juice. You don't know what you're drinking. I heard someone tell me they were taking communion, and they didn't go up and take it. And the person that did go up and take it, they found that later found out they were drinking wine. Lord, have mercy. You got to watch. You got to watch and pray, because the devil, he is slick and cunning, and he will cause you to do things that is out of the word of God. But we drink water, hallelujah, and the Bible said out of his side came blood and water. Glory to God. It was no wine in his body. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever sees thereby is not wise. Glory to God. We learn to live by the word of God and take him at his word. His word is true. His word is right. And his word is going to stand. I want you to know tonight, it was the blood of Jesus Christ. It was nothing else but the blood of Jesus Christ that caused us to be justified. I tell you, God, he's good. He's a healer, and he'll do whatever we need him to do if we just put our trust in him and look to him, because he is our help. In 1 Peter 1 and 19, the word of God said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Glory to God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed for me. We ought to be thankful unto the Lord for what he has done for us. We don't have to worry about going into the priest no more, as I stated. You don't have to worry about offering up no turtle doves, no bullocks. None of those things can cleanse us from our sins. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us and makes us clean. So we thank God for his word on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to ask Sandra Tameen to lead us in a word of prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message. And on tonight, you also can be purchased by the blood of Jesus. Put our minds on the Lord, and if you're desiring to give your life to Jesus, this is the best time right now, at this very moment. Ask the Lord to forgive your sins, to take your sins away, and to save you, to come into your life, to purchase you as his own. At this time, anybody sick in their bodies, let us believe God together. God will work a miracle just for you. You heard the testimony of the healing.
Yes,
God can do the same thing for you. There's nothing that God cannot do. No sickness, no disease, nothing. God can heal, and he can make you whole. At this time, let us believe God together, and let us look to him as we pray unto God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, asking that you will have mercy, O God, that you will forgive the sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out transgressions.
We are praying, Lord, for that one that's desiring to give their life to you, to accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, my God, you shed your blood, Lord Jesus, and you did it to purchase us, oh, God.
Yes,
us, Lord Jesus. And we look to you tonight, Lord, that for the saving of souls, oh, God. And we are asking that you will stop by for just a little while, that you will touch somebody's heart, and
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Work a miracle tonight, Lord God. Touch and heal, Lord, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord God, because we need you to stop by here, Jesus,
yes,
while we're praying this prayer, Lord.
Yes,
that one that faith is a little weak tonight, praying, God, that you will strengthen their faith, oh, God, and lift them up, Lord Jesus. Will help them to go through, my God, in the name of Jesus. We know you can do all things, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're waiting on you right here, Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord. Move, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless tonight, Lord God,
bless,
with the blessing that we stand in need of. Heal,
yes,
Lord, and make everywhere whole. Look on the one tonight, Jesus, who's out there and have no food or shelter. We pray, God, that you provide for them the things that they need. And, Lord, save their souls, oh,
save
God.
Jesus, save
tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, we come to you, oh, Lord,
yes,
with a special request, asking
yes,
that you look on the young man, Logan. Oh,
yes,
God, lay
Jesus
your hand on him right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
Jesus.
Mind,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Move
Jesus
on him right now,
move,
my God.
Jesus.
Rebuke that unclean spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And help him, Lord, whatever he's going through. Let
yes,
your angels go and minister to him right now. Oh, Lord
yes,
Jesus, we know you're able.
You're able.
Your arms around him, oh, God. Protect
Jesus
him, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy upon him, Lord.
Mercy,
and help him tonight, Jesus.
Help
we're
him,
praying
Jesus
for all of those on the prayer
Jesus
list, one by
yes,
one and name by name.
Jesus.
Asking, Lord, that you will intervene right now. Let the glory of God be revealed, and let the powers of God be manifest in the
yes
mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe you right now, and we are
yes
taking you at your word.
Thank
we
you
believe
word
you for the saving of souls, Lord.
Yes.
We believe you for the healing of the sick.
We believe,
we
yes
believe you, oh, God, for the comfort of those
yes
who are bereaved tonight. Oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus, we believe for comfort and for
yes
consolation. We believe you for more strength and more power. We believe you, Lord Jesus, for increasing our faith. And we
yes
bless
Lord
your holy name.
Yes.
We thank you for your word tonight.
Thank
Jesus
you.
Thank you for the messenger, oh Lord. Praying
yes
that you will ever bless and anoint her, God.
Please,
use
Jesus
her, Lord, for your service.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes. Have your
let
way
ministry. Let it continue yes to grow. Let it prosper. And yes let everyone who is listening tonight receive a special blessing in the
yes
name
Lord
of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
believe
Jesus
it right
Jesus
now, Lord, and we count it as done. And
yes
we thank you.
Thank
you,
thank Jesus
you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory to
you. Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, 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 Jesus.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, for the way being made, for
doors being
opened. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you right now, God. We
thank
praise
you,
your holy name. We ask, Lord, that you'll remember us and that you will keep us and preserve us. We asking that you'll accept our prayer. We ask
yes
all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank God for that powerful message. And the Lord has been sending his word so powerfully and in demonstration. I just thank God for this beautiful message tonight. Purchase. And it had to be the blood of Jesus. That's the only way that we could be purchased by God. Not
Amen.
But just having mercy on a wretch like me, giving me an opportunity. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again. I want to encourage Evangelist May to keep on preaching the word of God and let God have his way in your life. I tell you, the word has been coming. The anointing is here. I can feel the presence
thank you,
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. I've been touched.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is doing great and mighty things. And I'm glad about it. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to take the word of God in. And at this time, we're going to give way for our other evangelists who are on the broadcast tonight to have remarks. And also our missionary. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise God. I thank God for the beautiful message that came on tonight. I'm telling you, it has to be the blood of Jesus, because no other way we can stand without the blood of Jesus. I thank God for that word. That was a very powerful, encouraging message. And once again, thank God for the beautiful testimony coming through Sister Matt. I tell you, God is great and greatly to
be praised. Yes, he is.
I want to encourage you, and you to continue on in the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell and purchased and saying it was the blood of Jesus. And truly, it wasn't anything that any person did, but it was the blood of Jesus. That price, it was too high. And like she said, you know, we were redeemed. We were bought back. We were purchased by the blood. You know, people were going around like they did it themselves. But God did it. God did it. His son died, and it was through his blood that we were purchased, redeemed back to God. And I tell you, I've been enjoying the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. Just this whole broadcast and office for the testimony and the opening scripture and the prayer. I just want to say to all of you, be encouraged, Evangelist Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
I also want to say, continue to pray for that young man, Logan.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. 10 years old.
Yeah.
And try to take his own life twice. But I know that God is able.
Yes, he is.
Suicide that's going around by the devil. That's the devil.
Yeah.
And I know that God is able.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Missionary Mac.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Edmund. Truly, she preached out of her soul. Thank God for the word of God, for the service. Thank God for all of you, and I'm asking you all to say a special prayer for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God also for Sister Cheryl on the line. We just thank God for the remarks, for everything that's been said and done. And I don't know about you, but my soul is rejoicing.
Yes.
I am so happy. I mean,
yes,
God,
Lord,
has really picked me up.
Praise
God. So we have so much to thank God for.
Amen.
Let us continue in prayer one for another. And at this time, we want to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of our host, Evangelist May Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of the beautiful remarks, the exhortations, and the testimonies. I tell you, the Lord is just good. I tell you, you can't get around at what the Lord is doing. We have to acknowledge what he is doing, because he blessed us. He met us. And I tell you, I can still feel the effect of the prayer on the other afternoon. I tell you, the Lord, he moved and he met us. He strengthened me and he encouraged me. And now I feel like going a little further in the Lord. And I tell you, we can't do this thing of ourselves. It's not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory, honor, and praise. And I believe, I tell you, Paul began to see in the spirit. He said, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. That's what he was saying. He said, say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But you know what he said? But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more, because Paul was getting ready to die for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then he said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Jesus purchased the church. The church doesn't belong to me. The church doesn't belong to the preacher. The church doesn't belong to the pastor. But the church was purchased by the blood of Jesus. The church belongs to God. Glory to God. We have a charge. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Preach the gospel. Glory to God. We have to tell what God gave us to do. We got to tell everybody the word of God, because that's the only thing on stage. You will get yourself in trouble when you talk about everything else. But we got to talk and tell them about Jesus. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that way you're in trouble. I call it good trouble. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for this word on tonight. I tell you, I feel stirred up. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I'm encouraged even through the testimony that came through Sister Mac. And I encourage you, Sister Mac, continue to tell your testimony. Because, I mean, I know you told it at the church, but there's other people out here that need to hear that testimony, because some of them are lying on the bed of affliction right now as I speak.
Amen.
And they are suffering from the cancer. They are suffering from all manner of diseases. But we have testimonies where God has delivered us, and we could tell these testimonies, and somebody else can gain faith or gain strength to overcome their situation. So I encourage you to keep telling your testimony, and by you telling your testimony, God will give you strength. He will encourage your soul. You will feel like going a little further. So I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for everyone that's on the line. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Missionary. Whoever else is on the line, keep us in your prayers. I thank you for your support. It means so much to have that support. We can't do this job by ourselves. We need some support. So I'm asking you to continue to pray for us. If you can't do nothing else, pray for us. Send up a prayer.
Pray, yes.
So I just thank God for this broadcast, and if there's nothing else, then it's, I mean,
Amen. Praise God. All I want to say is just keep stirring it up. Keep stirring up the gift that's within you. Glory
to
God.
Yes.
Amen. Encourage everyone. Just get looking to the Lord.
Amen. What about the NPMA? I believe that's this coming this weekend. We will be on television. Praise the Lord. Yes. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done. At this time, we're just going to go ahead and close out. And we're going to invite you to come back on Sunday night, 7 p.m. Meet us here again. Thank the Lord. God bless you and good night.
Yes, God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless.